Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves, so be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But be aware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans." Imagine yourself being a follower of Jesus at the time he was preaching. Imagine that there is much excitement about him and great hopes that he will be the new king and is the Messiah. There would be much hope and excitement about what is to come. But then, out of the blue, Jesus gives this sermon. He says that his followers will be persecuted and scourged, and that this persecution will continue over and over. This must have made his followers stop and seriously question Jesus and wonder if it is worth following him. The persecution of Christians has been alive and well throughout the ages. It has happened in every time and in every culture. It continues to be alive today. Jesus made it clear that persecution is going to be a part of the church, and that we should not be surprised when this happens to us. We should not be surprised when those within our culture step on us and act maliciously. They will gossip about you, slander you, speculate about your motives, and attribute evil to you. Teachers, professors may discriminate against you at many times in history, and in many places in the world today, Christians face discrimination, violence, and martyrdom. We can see it happening all over the world, especially in America, where persecutions are breaking out everywhere against Christians who are not getting in line to support same-sex marriage, abortion, gender ideology, and various leftist causes. When this happens, it is easy for us to lose faith and to lose heart. But Christ says whenever this happens, we should rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. For so many persecuted the prophets who were before you. Remember, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. I mean, look at the many martyrs we have in the church. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, Saint Edith Stein, Saint Cecilia, Blessed Zenka Shelingova, Blessed Sister Rani Maria. They were all persecuted greatly. By greatly, I mean to the point of martyrdom. They were put to the test, but they stood with Jesus in it all. For they knew that it is through the cross that one will win the eternal reward that Jesus had promised. And death doesn't have the final say. I want to share with you this clip of Father Rob Galea, where he reminds us on the eternal reward that awaits those who follow Christ, that awaits those who remain with Christ in the midst of the great tribulation.
Theism is Christians. Christians who proclaim Jesus by their mouth and then don't live out the call to be like Jesus. You see, God wants us not only to proclaim him with our words, but also wants us to live like him, as difficult as it is. I cannot help but think about this episode when we read in the first gospel, this beautiful moment where Jesus on a donkey walks in through this wonderful place of Jerusalem, a place of promise, surrounded by people who love him, people who threw their cloaks on the floor, people who were worshiping him in word, but also in some kind of action. But the funny thing is, these very same people who were worshiping him in word and some immediate action were the same people who cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." They were the same people because, you see, when push came to shove, it was a moment where it wasn't cost effective for them to follow Jesus. It wasn't worth following Jesus. It was worth following Jesus when it was easy to follow Jesus, but it was so difficult to follow Jesus when everyone hated him, and so they gave up on him. Now, this is the same with us so often, that we want to follow Jesus, especially when we're surrounded by people. But what about those moments when we are a minority, when everyone persecutes us for believing in Jesus, when people call us bigoted, when people say that we're old-fashioned, when people say that, "Hey, you're Jesus, where is your Jesus?" Well, this is the thing we need to do. We need to hold strong. We need to stand strong, because it is difficult now. And I can tell you this, it's going to get a lot more difficult. So hold on. Hold on to Jesus. It was never an easy road. Jesus' road was always the road to the cross. But those who stayed with him were the ones who experienced the resurrection. Those who stayed with him were the ones who changed the world, one soul at a time. Lord, teach me to be faithful to you, to stand with you through your suffering, through your pain so that I may win the eternal reward of heaven?
For that reason, we need to heed Jesus' words today more than ever. We need to be aware of his warning and have hope in his promise that he will be with us and will give us the words to say when we need it. More than anything, this passage calls us to hope and have confidence in our loving God. Reflect today on how ready and willing you are to face the hostility of the world. You should not react with similar hostility. Rather, you must strive to have courage and strength to endure any and every persecution with the help, strength, and wisdom of Christ.